You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On a rather volatile Thursday, the tug of war between the bulls and bears continued for the second day, but the Nifty held on to 11,900 levels. These are among the top stories that I bring to you based on the proceedings on Dalal Street today on the Thursday, 12th of June. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street. You're listening to Money Control. My name is Rakesh Sharma.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, I'm clearly losing track of days. I said 12th June. It is the 13th of June. My apologies. But the tug of war between the bulls and the bears continued today for the second day. But bulls managed to regain control after witnessing wild swings on either side. The Nifty 50 managed to close in the green above 11,900, while the S&P BSE Sensex closed marginally in the red. The Nifty 50 moved in a 100-point range in intraday trade. What was the final tally on Dalal Street at the end of the day? The BSE Sensex closed 15 points down at 39,741, while the Nifty 50 closed 7 points higher at 11,914. Markets traded volatile and settled almost unchanged amid mixed cues. Initially, weak global markets and mixed macroeconomic data were weighing on the sentiments, but a recovery in select index majors in the latter half paired all the intraday losses and aided flat close in the end. Jayant Manglik, who is the president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Though the benchmark index is somehow holding around its record high, broader indices are under tremendous pressure. It shows lack of buying interest among the participants, citing uncertain global markets and not so encouraging domestic cues," unquote. In terms of sectors today, the S&P BSE Realty Index rose 0.6%, followed by the S&P BSE Power Index, which was up 0.56%, and the S&P BSE Consumer Durable Index rose 0.3%. On the other hand, the BSE IT Index fell by 0.78%, followed by the BSE Auto and Healthcare Indices. Broader market underperformed as the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index fell 0.33%, while the BSE Small Cap Index was down 0.5%. Nifty 50 is consolidating in a narrow range of 11,800 on the downside and about 12,000 on the upside so far in the month of June. Analysts advise traders to wait for a breakout or a breakdown before initiating any trade in either direction, which could eventually get over before or after the budget. Umesh Mehta, head of research at Samco Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Markets rolled southwards, but there was some recovery by the end of the day. It was not only banks and NBFCs that faced the intraday carnage, but other pockets also showed signs of weakness. Broader indices, especially the mid-caps, witnessed selling pressure today on Thursday. Traders should play this correction smartly and start taking long positions only after the volatility subsides and markets form a base, since broadly we are in a larger bull market," unquote. Mehta further added that once this correction phase is over in terms of price and valuation, there would be good buying opportunities even for the investors. He said, and I quote, "Well, no one can predict the end to this correction. It can be before or after the budget announcement," unquote. As usual, some stocks that made some noise today. Shares of Indiabulls Housing soared more than 11% after a writ petition alleging financial misdeeds against the mortgage lender was withdrawn. Shares of Reliance Capital and Reliance Home Finance also dropped today, as much as 3.5% after former auditor PricewaterhouseCoopers alleged irregularities in the books of accounts of the company. Yes Bank shares plunged 13% and IndusInd Bank tanked 5% after global brokerage house UBS slashed price target sharply by 47% and 18% respectively, citing weak earnings going ahead. And finally, shares of Jet Airways plunged more than 16% after stock exchanges decided to impose trading restrictions on the beleaguered airline. And finally, what happened in financial markets from across the world? Asian markets ended mixed today on Thursday. On the back of overnight decline on Wall Street, Hang Seng ended marginally lower at 27,294.71. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.46% at 21,032, and the Shanghai Composite was up at 2,910.74. European indices have been trading higher, with FTSE up 0.35% at 7,393.04. FTSE is Britain. France's CAC rose 0.3% at 5,390.78, and Germany's DAX was up 0.6% at 12,189.45. Well, that's it from us. As far as the stock market is concerned, there are, of course, several other podcasts coming your way over the course of the evening. One of them is going to be about how women of India are likely to lose jobs on account of automation. This is, of course, based on a report by the McKinsey Global Institute. So that's our Digging Deeper. And as usual, we will have our Stories of the Day, which will wrap up the entire world and her events in about 20-25 minutes, which I hope you will listen to. MC Podcast at NW18.com is where you can reach me. So do write into us. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.